While staggering through games at the beginning of the season, the Audubon Wheelers made themselves true contenders, especially when it came to how they were performing at the end of the regular season. Audubon had big wins over Cam and IKM Manning to finish off the regular season, while upsetting Panorama in postseason action. Head coach Darren Miller is proud of how his boys finish off the year and continue to battle all season long.
We were definitely playing our best basketball at the end there. You know, we lost to Trace Center, had a shot at the buzzer. That really was a heartbreaker, and we played really well against them. And yeah, and then Panorama, we just like one of those good games, and we ended up getting a, you know, a good shot at the end to win it. And then, yeah, Coon Rapids, man, we played really well and took them to overtime, and we had a chance to win it, but just didn't go through. And then they hit a couple in overtime, and we just couldn't get over the hump with it. So, yeah, I was super proud.
One of the key players this season was Edward Miller, who averaged 15.2 points, 9.9 rebounds, 2.4 steals, and shot 45% from the field. While Miller will be graduating come May, he was key in the development of the Wheelers for the future.
I thought he really grew this year as a player. He really was a much better post player. I thought he was attacking players when we needed him to. And then he also could step out, you know, shoot a 15-footer or a 3-pointer when it was, when the post wasn't working that well or we had somebody else not in there. So, he's a good kid, you know, a good teammate. He thought about his players first, and I thought he did a nice job, you know, distributing the basketball when he had to. And really at the end, too, you know, he did a good job protecting the rim. He had a lot of blocks and was able to be a good defender. And he just really grew as a player this year, and super proud of him.
The Wheelers continue to chip away all season long, especially on the defensive end. From November to February, this team looked like a completely different version of themselves out on the floor, both poised and polished.
Just those last four or five games, you know, the whole season we talked, you know, continuing to get better, and we have this quote about chipping at the stone, and one of these days the stone's going to break, and we just kept on chipping away, and I really felt at the end there, we really, really clicked defensively. That's what, as a coach, I feel like that's kind of your objective, is to make sure they get better, you know, as the season progressed, and I really felt like we did.
With this being Coach Miller's first season as the head coach of the Wheelers, it took some time to adjust to the overall structure that he was looking to build at Audubon. These boys continued to develop and understand the offense that he was trying to bring to their attention, which helped to engage the players to help the offense work swiftly down the court.
Good question. I think when we first started off, obviously I was new to them and they were new to me, and kind of understanding my expectations. I think at the end of the year, our defensive plans, you know, each game we have a plan where we did a lot of junk defenses at the end. I felt like our guys really executed that very well, and understanding, I feel like with high school basketball, you got to understand personnel, and everybody's a little bit different, but if you understand, you know, what the offense that other team is trying to do, and you try to take it away, you're never going to get them completely stopped, at least try to make it hard for them. And I felt like that was something that they really engaged in and was efficiently executing at the end of the year.
In terms of looking forward to next year, the Wheelers will be going into their spring and summer sports seasons while also participating in some summer camps for basketball to be able to prepare for the next season of action. Audubon is a lot of good shooters who will need to develop even more this offseason to earn a starting spot, as most of the top scorers, including Aaron Olson, Carson Wessel, Austin Christensen, and Mason Steckler, all return back for next season.
Well, I think the big thing for us that we really got to improve on is shooting. I think we got a lot of good shooters, just, you know, staying confident. And we bring a lot of good players back, and it'll be a battle because we're going to have – I can only play five, and we got, you know, a lot of kids that are be fighting for spots. And so it'll be good for us to compete, and looking forward to it.
Audubon finished the season with an 8-14 record and went 5-10 in Western Iowa Conference play. I'm Zach Collins reporting.